Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as calving continues across the region, a lot of ranchers this spring are reporting calf scours. Dr. Gerald Stuckup is a North Dakota State University veterinarian, and I talked with him this week about some of the risk factors and why we're seeing more cases of calf scours this year.
We had a tough winter. There was a lot of environmental stress and even nutritional stress on these cows. And when that happens, it can lead to a poorer quality of colostrum that's produced by that cow. And whenever we talk about scours and calves actually showing signs of scours, we think to ourselves anyway, or we should, that did this calf get the right start? Did he get enough immunity from its mom when he was born? Or was there something that disrupted or made that colostrum less of value to that calf than it should have been? Or did that calf have trouble during the birthing process, i.e. calving difficulty, or was it born in a snowstorm? And all of those things could have taken place this winter. What we think about when we think about calf scours is, what bug is it? And that's valid.
And Dr. Stucka says diagnosing scours as soon as possible is critically important to keeping the calf alive, and says the key to successful treatment is to identify and successfully treat a dehydrated animal as soon as possible. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.